Rooney Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2013. We're getting into the week here. Obviously, the Boston bombing continues to make the major headlines on the corporate news. We're going to be talking about that an awful lot today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, so you can call on in with your observations, theories, explanations about what's going on here. Manny is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, earlier today, they had this big press conference with all of the various politicians and officials of Boston getting up there and talking about what's going on and congratulating each other for their heroic response to this horrible terror act. And, of course, Obama got up there as well. And basically, they all said an infinite deal about absolutely nothing. There was very little hard information, and some of which is just outright lies. The latest spin we're getting from Boston is there were no unexploded bombs. There were only the two bombs used near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Well, what about the one at the JFK Library? We saw the photos of the burn, the fire damage at the door. That was supposed to have been caused by a bomb. They have no leads. Right now, they've got nothing. And the entire press conference was about how they're activating all these agencies and all these emergency programs and then just calling out for tips. If you saw something, call and tell us. They don't really have a clue. Now, the only other hard piece of information to come out so far this morning is the nature of the bombs themselves. They were apparently inside pressure cookers. Somebody took some gunpowder, surrounded it with bits of metal. There were some ball bearings, nails with the heads removed, just general junk metal. And they put it together. They're now saying it was a timer, so there was no reason to shut off the cell phone system yesterday. And they had these pressure cooker bombs. So it's time to ban pressure cookers. We've got to stop this senseless killing. We need a 15-day waiting period for all cookware purchases, and we should allow no pressure cookers larger than a one-quart size. And people on prescription antidepressants will have to be confined to cooking their dinners in the microwave oven only. So, let me see if I have this right. There's a greater than usual security presence at the Boston Marathon. People are commenting on it. The bomb squad is there with their dogs, and nobody, not Department of Homeland Security, not the Boston Police Department, not the FBI, nobody wonders why somebody's walking up and down the sidewalks with a pressure cooker. Maybe they thought it was just a large mariachi to make noise as the runners came by. But one thing that's probably going to come out of this is a push for taggants in gunpowder, which, of course, will mean registration of all bulk gunpowder purchases. That's one of the things they're probably going to be pushing for right now. A lot of people opposed to taggants in gunpowder because it impacts the smooth burning of the propellant. And, of course, those little tiny glass chips rapidly erode the interior of your gun barrel. But there, everybody's with an agenda to push is trying to use this for whatever their agenda happens to be. Now, interestingly enough, during one of the press conferences yesterday, where the Massachusetts governor was up there talking about this, one of the reporters in the audience asks if this marathon attack was a false flag staged to take away our civil liberties, promote homeland security, and the governor says no. Next question. Now, it sounds like a reasonable question to me, but let me ask you this, Mr. Governor. If you don't know who did it, how do you know it's not a false flag? Methinks the governor of Massachusetts doth protest way too much. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more about the Boston bombing after these words from our sponsors.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to go back to yesterday when they were reporting they had a suspect at the Boston hospital, a Saudi man who was under guard. And then there was another photograph circulating of somebody who was actually on the ground in handcuffs. Those have gone away. Later in the day, the Boston Police Department issued a statement. They didn't have any suspects. And the story about the Saudi man illustrates how effective the Muslim bashing propaganda has been, because the only reason he was in the hospital and the police were looking after him was that he, like so many other people, was running away from the scene of the bombing. Somebody saw him and said, oh my goodness, it's a Saudi, and tackled him, knocked him onto the ground. And so they basically said he's got nothing to do with it. He's cooperating with the police and FBI, and he's no longer officially a suspect. The FBI has taken control of the investigation into the Boston bombings. They're up there posing and preening, and they're getting their camera time in the corporate media. And again, they're out there promising that there'll be justice, there'll be retribution, there'll be revenge. And they're following all these leads that are coming in, most of which, or so far, all of which, are going nowhere. They've raided a couple of apartments. Turned out there was nothing there. They were looking for this Penske rental truck. That has panned out. They're just thrashing around here. And the big question, of course, remains on the presumption that this is a false flag attack. Who are they going to blame? And they're throwing the blame everywhere. Everybody's trying to use this to demonize whatever their target group is. Remember what Rahm Emanuel, former White House chief of staff, was saying is you never let a serious crisis go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things you could not do before. Obviously, everybody's taking Rahm Emanuel's advice to heart. How can I use this to push whatever my particular agenda is? They're going to exploit this crisis. That's the reason for this constant coverage to the exclusion of everything else. The only other non-bombing news I've seen on CNN so far today is to tell everybody that, hey, the stock market's back up and you're making money. Throw your money into the stock market. It'll be good for the country. So they were announcing that they were looking for a suspect who was a Saudi national on a student visa. Well, if they didn't know who he was, how did they know he was on a student visa? And so they're just throwing all of this stuff out there on who you should blame. And it's not just Saudis and Arab Muslims. And by the way, I got a lot of harassing and obscene emails saying, of course it was Arab Muslims. Of course it was the Muslims. Who else would do such a thing? Well, I have an easy answer for that one. CIA and Mossad, false flag attack. That's why that reporter was asking the governor that question. It's a reasonable question in this day and age. Is this another false flag attack to justify greater government control, surveillance, investigations, violation of the Bill of Rights? Of course it is. Apparently, the corporate media is out there, and let's see, the list of potential suspects is rapidly stretching to the entire country. Right-wing Christian conservatives are being blamed for this. It's all the right-wingers. It's those right-wingers, those GOP, whatnot. Chris Matthews is out there saying it's likely tax protesters who were behind this bombing, those evil people who just don't think they should be paying taxes just because it's unconstitutional. So they're blaming the tax protesters. And Eric Rush, who is associated with Fox News, on his Twitter account was out there saying that kill all the Muslims in the response to the Boston Marathon attack. Just presume they're all collectively guilty and start killing them. It's provoked a huge backlash against him. But everybody's using this to push their agenda. Now, there are some false flags, false trails, distractions. Apparently, one of the photos of the immediate aftermath of the bombing shows an individual up on the roof of one of the buildings overlooking the marathon route. And they're saying, who was he? Was he the perpetrator? Was he watching his handiwork from above? And if you look very carefully from his particular location, he can't actually see either of the bombs. So I'm ready to rule him out as a perpetrator. Now, having been born in Boston myself and spent a great deal of time in that city, people go up on their roofs to get cool in the summer when it gets really humid. And it would make sense that anybody who's living or has an office in that building would go up to the top and look over to watch the marathon. It's a much less crowded venue. So I don't think that that's a particularly valid line of inquiry. So who is the enemy? Who's the villain? Why have they, remember 9/11, as soon as 9/11 was over, oh, it's Osama bin Laden. It had to be Osama bin Laden. They had the villain already picked out. This time they don't. Obama's up there saying, well, we don't know. We don't know if it was foreign. We don't know if it was domestic. They're hitting that domestic angle pretty, pretty hard. But, you know, the United States government has made so many enemies. 300 million Americans, 7 billion people around the world are all potential suspects in this thing. And maybe one possibility, if it's a false flag attack, they're not going to come up with a suspect or somebody they've arrested. And they'll say, ooh, demonize this person. The longer they go without having an actual suspect to arrest in this bombing, the more justification they have for aggressive investigation into the Occupy movement, patriot groups, anybody espousing violence, tax protesters, those pesky constitutionalists who want the government to play by the rule. This could be the beginning of a huge crackdown on dissent in this country under the guise of investigating the Boston bombing. We know that they're already trying to use the Boston bombing to ram the CISPA Act through Congress to tie together all these huge databases they're building on Americans, all of which failed to detect this bombing was going to happen. One little comment I noticed, looking at the overhead view of one of the bombing sites, remember all those large picture window storefronts along that sidewalk? There's one picture window where the glass from that window is blown out into the street, not in, which raises the possibility that the bomb was actually inside that storefront, could have been put there yesterday, Sunday, which means all this Boston police call for people to send in their photos and their videos from their cell phones and everything is a completely pointless waste of time. So everybody's out there short-stroking this thing, and already the corporate media is out there saying we have to be ready to give up more of our rights and civil protections in exchange for safety and security. They're out there pushing that whole thing. See, we've got to do more of what we're doing. Peter King is already out there saying, obviously, with the Boston bombing, we can't cut funding for Homeland Security or our police department. So, hey, there's a motive right there. Maybe the Department of Homeland Security set off this bomb. They're in the middle of building $3.9 billion headquarters. They've been spending money with wild, reckless abandon on ammunition and explosives. They got to be running out of cash right now. They've got a good motive right there. But everybody's screaming, we need more security. We've got to grope your crotches at the bus stations and the train depots and all the rest of it. Now, at this point in the Boston bombing story, there are really only two possibilities. The first possibility, and the most likely one in my mind, is this was a false flag attack staged by either the U.S. government or Israel or both to serve an as-yet undisclosed political agenda, or it was a genuine act of terror. And if it was a genuine act of terror, what it tells us is that the Department of Homeland Security, the Transportation Safety Administration, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Central Intelligence Agency, the fusion centers are all a complete waste of taxpayer money. All these databases, all the warrantless scanning of our emails, social media, listening to our phone calls, all the crotch-grabbing surveillance cameras, microphones, GPS tracking, naked scanners were totally and completely useless. Even the bomb-sniffing dogs on site in Boston, supposedly for a training drill, failed to sniff the bombs. From top to bottom, the entire security industrial complex laid a big, fat egg on this one. They failed, they failed, they failed. Simply, completely, and utterly. And therefore, there is no more justification for the people of the United States to put up with this erosion of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Simply on the basis of complete epic fail and incompetence, all of these agencies ought to be shut down. And let's spend the money on improving our roads, schools, and hospitals. This security industrial complex is a complete failure. The Boston bombing proves it. We were told we had to put up with naked scanners and listening to our phone calls and reading our emails in order to prevent terrorism. Well, guess what? It didn't work. And doing more of it is not going to help the situation. It's time to rethink the terror threat. You want to end terrorism? I know how to end terrorism overnight. Stop messing around with other people's countries. That's how you stop terrorism. Homeland Security is a huge, gigantic waste of money. Homeland Security spent money on things like seminars, on, like, did Jesus die for Klingons too? Trainings for the zombie apocalypse. It's just a huge cash cow for all those people inside DHS to live high on the taxpayer hog and travel the world for all these conferences and seminars and just live the life of luxury at the expense of the American people. And the one thing they were supposed to do, prevent an act of terror, they failed to do. They're a complete failure. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel. And they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over the last several months, I have been commenting on the surveillance state here in the United States of America, reading the emails, your random DHS monitored phrase of the day, this idea that they're keeping records of what you buy through your shopping cards and credit cards. They're scanning Facebook and Twitter for your conversations, your network of friends. And I have stated many times, this is a gigantic bluff on the part of the government to scare you into being silent, to scare you into being isolated from your fellow American, to scare you into going back and being dependent on the corporate-owned and government-controlled media for whatever it is you're supposed to believe today. And I stated many times that the sheer volume of data that these entities and organizations are collecting at huge taxpayer expense, I might add, would be impossible to actually derive any valid intelligence from. First of all, if they're going out to social media to collect information on Americans, people lie on Facebook. That's just especially if they're single, looking for somebody. They're going to greatly overinflate who they are, how much money they have, how young they are, how beautiful they are. It's an unreliable source of intelligence. And just the sheer volume of information they're collecting on all Americans is so huge. Correlating that information becomes virtually impossible because the collection of information on Americans is a linearly additive process. But the correlation of all that data is an unlimited expansion. The lines of possible connection and communication are expanding as a power function of the total amount of data collected. And I've been saying all along, it will be impossible to derive anything meaningful from all of this data they have been saving. And we pointed out this ridiculous situation where one of these fusion centers sicked a SWAT drug raid on a home because they had bought indoor gardening supplies, and it turned out they were growing a vegetable garden to supplement their food budget. And the SWAT team kicked down the door and terrorized the family, and they were looking for people growing that dreaded marijuana plant, and they found absolutely nothing. It doesn't work. It's just there to scare you into silence, to make sure you're not sharing with your friends and family in your email your concerns about the disastrous course this nation is on. And of course, yesterday's Boston bombing underscores that. They're saying right now, no early indications. There was absolutely nothing on the screen. There was no terrorist chatter. Now they're saying that they don't think there's a link to Al-Qaeda. So obviously they're going to say this is a domestic terrorist threat. It's a repeat of the Oklahoma bombing. Oh, we've got to crack down on all those people who don't love their government. And it just hammers home the point that all of this data they're collecting on you is useless. It's a waste of taxpayer money. The one thing we were constantly told about all the surveillance cameras and GPS this and cell phones listening to the room on the microphone was it was there to prevent acts of terror. Guess what? It doesn't work. You want to start talking about where you should be doing the budget cuts to cure the deficit? Let's shut down this security industrial complex. It's a complete failure, unless you are Michael Chertoff and one of his investors, and of course they're rolling in the dough right now. But this sheer volume of unreliable data they've collected on all Americans is completely and utterly useless for its espoused purpose of preventing acts of terror. Because they're admitting they had absolutely no idea this was going to happen. Unless, of course, you look at this issue about the bomb-sniffing dogs and spotters up on the roofs and this idea they were saying, oh, there's a drill. Pay no attention. There's a drill going on here today. They kept, you know, we're getting these witnesses coming forward saying that all of these bomb squad people were saying it's just a training exercise. Shades of 9/11 and the 7/7 London bombing, which took place in the middle of ongoing drills that simulated exactly what wound up really happening. Kind of a little Vuja day there. They now have 400 Massachusetts National Guardsmen on duty. They had them on duty during the marathon. That was a big help, wasn't it? Now, the metropolitan Boston region has, like most major American cities, a network of police surveillance cameras. They didn't see anything. They haven't found anything. They've been going back through all the tapes and scans and whatnot. They're not able to identify anything that's usable. Another total waste of taxpayer money that did not prevent the bombing. Over in Great Britain, where London has the highest density of these security cameras of any city on planet Earth, they finally figured out it's not deterring crime. It's just there to remind you, you are being watched by the government. You'd better not do anything we don't want you to do. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core.
Welcome back to the show, and we're getting word from over at Tax Prof blog that Obama is now starting to adopt the position that the Boston bombings were linked to tax day. It was a tax protest. Gosh darn those people who think the income tax is unconstitutional. They're resorting to violence, and of course not. People who are anti-tax, when they go violent, they tend to target the IRS. Like that guy in Austin, Texas, a few years back who crashed his plane into the IRS office. And it turned out afterwards that he had been right and the IRS had been wrong. The Boston Marathon was chosen because with all the TV cameras gathered there at the finish line, it guaranteed maximum public media coverage. It was chosen for its media value, which tells us this is a PR stunt. It's one of the many reasons why I think it was, in fact, a false flag attack. Now, a little bit of a flashback. This is from the Daily Mail. Government spy program will monitor every phone call, text, and email. Details will be kept for up to a year. We have been hearing this stuff for year after year after year. We're recording everything. We're saving everything to protect you from terrorist attacks. It does not work. It is a huge expense. And it does not work. Complete waste of money. All that we have been asked to endure, TSA grabbing our crotches, exposing us to these machines, which are now known to cause skin cancer, those terahertz radio wave machines, just like the X-rays, damage your DNA. That's now established. Janet Napolitano refused to go through one in a demonstration in front of the media. And, of course, our political leadership are exempt from TSA groping and grabbing. Corporate leadership, because they have their own private jets that go out of the corporate terminals, don't have to go through that, but you do. It's the security industrial complex. It's reaping huge, huge amounts of money off the peddling of fear. And none of it really works. It did not work in Boston yesterday. And these people who are out there screaming for more funding and more intrusion, they're just after your money. They know it will not work. It's just all about the money. It's all about taking more of your money under false pretenses. Now, all across America, everybody is ramping up their security. Cleveland, the police are increasing their patrols after the Boston Marathon bombings. And there's an interesting quote out of this story, and this came out of WKYC. Quote, the division and the fusion center remain in close contact with law enforcement entities along the eastern seaboard. At this time, there are no credible threats to our area. Well, that's what the fusion centers were saying yesterday morning. Down here from Fox8Live.com, Louisiana State Police monitors security situation in Boston. Colonel Mike Edmondson said Monday afternoon that the Louisiana monitoring takes place at the Fusion Center at State Police Headquarters. That's an around-the-clock operation that works to identify threats of violence or terrorism. Obviously, failed to do that in Boston. The Cincinnati fire officials are saying they're ready for their marathon, the Flying Pig Marathon. They're fully prepared for the worst. And it's a reminder that all of these uniformed people, and I don't mean to slam the fire department and the first responders, who are dealing wonderfully well with the situation, but it goes right back to that same argument I made about the gun grabbers. The police are never there to thwart the crime. The FBI is never there to thwart terrorism. That's why they're having to fake all these, in, you know, with the entrapment, where they'll set up their own terror plot, they'll recruit somebody into it, and then arrest the recruits and hold them up to the media. And then the judge throws it out because it is entrapment. Now, along with all the ammunition the Department of Homeland Security has been buying, a couple of years back, they purchased 700 pounds of high-density ammonium nitrate and 700 pounds of RDX, a high-velocity explosive, ostensibly to train their bomb-sniffing dogs with. That's a lot of explosives to train their dogs with. And apparently those dogs didn't do very well in Boston either. Now, a lot of people are looking at what happened in Boston, and they're looking back at very obvious prior instances of false flag terror. And a lot of people are looking back now at the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, where it came out after the fact that the FBI had infiltrated this terror group. And the FBI informant inside this group requested FBI permission to swap the real explosive powder for a harmless substitute, and the FBI told him no. Leave it the way it is. This was reported in the New York Times. And the FBI's excuse was, well, we thought we had better ways to use this individual. So we know, going all the way back to COINTELPRO, that the FBI will cause crimes to be committed for the publicity value, for the political value. Remember when it came out that the Federal Emergency Management Agency was in New York the night before 9/11? This was when Dan Rather interviewed FEMA spokesman Tom Kenny, who admitted on TV FEMA had been pre-positioned the night before 9/11, ready to go into action, which stands as a very sharp contrast to FEMA's reaction to Hurricane Katrina, where it took them a week to show up. Remember the London bombings, and it came out the Mossad had known about that ahead of time? They were claiming, oh, it was only 6 minutes before it actually happened. Well, 6 minutes is very telling. You knew it was going to happen before it happened. Remember those London 7-7 bombings? They were holding a terrorist training drill to drill for bombing of the underground. And we got emails from people in London saying that the week before, somebody was going through the Muslim neighborhoods hiring Muslims to play at terrorists for this security drill, who may have gotten on those trains not knowing the practice bombs they were carrying weren't practice bombs, because these weren't men that you would normally associate with suicide bombing. One of them had a brand new baby, probably took the job because he needed money, brand new father. People like that don't do suicide bombings. Remember the attack on the USS Liberty? Blame Israel for that one. Remember the Levant affair? Blame Egypt for that one as well. I'm sorry. USS Liberty was blamed on Egypt, carried out by Israel. All right, we got a caller on the line. Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Brother Mike. As always, thank you for your time. I hope they don't try to blame this on, like, domestic terrorists, because I have a great example for a domestic terrorist for you.
Yes.
Remember the guy that flew his airplane into the IRS building?
Yes.
He didn't target a high school parade or an elementary school, did he?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, so
he targeted the villain in his life, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, when all the shouting was over, it turned out he was right. The IRS had cheated him and refused to make good on their own mistake, and they took his business and they took his home. And they basically left him with no other option.
So you know exactly what I'm speaking of. That's wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Now, I've been meaning to tell you, remember you did your piece on Bankers Wars?
Yes.
In my opinion, that was absolute genius.
Thank you.
Now, I'll do a good old Texas boy hand, I guess it'd be have to be virtual handshake with you. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I will send you a pre-1962 dime.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll put the same passion and the same research into this carbon tax.
Well, I've been pounding on the carbon tax good and hard. And
but
if you look,
you haven't, I'm sorry I interrupted, but you haven't done a prolonged presentation. And you're the man, I think, that can wake everybody up to what such a ripoff that we have to pay to breathe.
Well, I'll reprise it. We have covered this at length, but I will reprise it because Obama is talking about a new carbon tax.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, okay, we give out carbon dioxide. Plants suck it up and give out oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're going to take all this money and plant a new rainforest?
They're going to take all this money and they're going to spend it on the same thing they've spent all the other money on, bailing out Wall Street, paying for the wars, funding to Israel. It's already been shown that all of this carbon credit nonsense in Europe has not actually impacted carbon dioxide levels. Carbon dioxide levels continue to go up while the world gets cooler, which basically underscores that this was all just another gigantic fraud.
Well, I would have greatly appreciated if you'll tell me and everybody else why it's going to cost us to breathe.
That's exactly what it is. And I'll tell you what. After the radio show today, I will reprise my main ClimateGate article to the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com so you can come in and take a look at the coverage we have given it, because we have, in fact, spent a great deal of focus on it.
Okay, if you'll hook me back up with your control guy, I would like to get an address. I'm going to send you your dime.
Well, you can get that by going to the little donate item on my webpage, and there's a postal box address that you can use.
Right on, man. Okay, that'll work.
All right, thank you an awful lot. And I've got silver now. I've got silver. Huzzah, huzzah. All right. Now, getting back to the corporate media, they're doing a full court press to make sure every American knows what a horrible tragedy this was, and it was, up in Boston. And they're down to interviewing all the friends of the victims, and especially they're waving this 8-year-old boy. around who got killed in the explosion, and it is a horrible tragedy. And they're interviewing the neighbors, and oh, he was such a good little boy, and they're laying the schmaltz on with a trowel on this. It's the going for the tearjerker. Oh, how horrible. How horrible. And it was horrible. Don't get me wrong. Boston is my birthplace. I have friends and family still there who thankfully are safe. They were not caught in this whole thing. And we do extend our sympathy and condolences to the victims of this terrible act, regardless of who's behind it. But Boston now knows what an Obama drone strike feels like. Because every time Obama sends one of these drones into countries that we may not even be at war at, and they attack a terror suspect, meaning somebody who has not actually had his day in court, for whom there may not be evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, and they blow the suspect up, an average of 50 innocent bystanders are killed with every one of these drone strikes. And it's rather amazing to see the American corporate media look at these drone strikes as, well, hey, no big deal. And then the bombing in Boston, they're playing it for all the sympathy they can get. If it's wrong to blow up innocent people in Boston, and it is, it's wrong to blow up innocent people in Yemen or Pakistan or any of these other countries. Right and wrong does not stop at the border of the United States of America. Now, speaking of the drone strikes, the House panel has now decided they're going to subpoena the Department of Justice for all the memos related to Obama's drone strike policy. Remember, up until now, it's a big black box. Oh, we know this person deserves to be killed. We're going to go kill them. You don't need to know why. And the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, Republican from Virginia, is announcing he is subpoenaing the memos detailing the legal structure behind Obama's ability to simply kill people, wherever he feels like it. Now, we know the White House is going to dig in their heels, and so is the Department of Justice, because under the Constitution, there is, in fact, no legal framework for the president to just haul off and kill people at will. So there will be a huge fight over that, and they'll cite national security. We can't weaken our resources, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, as tragic and horrible as the Boston bombing is, and it is, now they have learned firsthand what all these other countries are experiencing from these American drone strikes. You're out there on the street, there's a parade, or there's a marathon, or you're just down in your village market square, and you're buying food for lunch and dinner, and all of a sudden, with no warning, there's a horrendous explosion. And people that you have known all your life, you've grown up with, friends and family, are lying about you in bloody shreds. And it doesn't matter if it's a pressure cooker bomb. Doesn't matter if it's somebody in a suicide vest. Doesn't matter that it's a multi-million dollar robot overhead. It is still an act of terror. And if it is wrong to have it happen in Boston, it is wrong to have it happen in Yemen or Pakistan or Iran or Iraq or any of these other places these robotic killing machines are being deployed. Now, as I mentioned before, we're looking at the complete and utter failure of the security industrial complex. And over at StratRisks.com, they've come up with a new phrase, the enemy industrial complex. The need of the U.S. government, who is now mirroring the same policy as the Israeli government, to constantly create enemies. So the people feel under threat and will go along with any agenda whatsoever. Please save me from the big bad whatever, Mr. Government person. And for that very reason, it is the government that has the strongest motive of all to carry out these terror attacks as a false flag and blame somebody for it. Remember Oklahoma City? We're coming up on the anniversary of that. And we know that was very suspicious. What was it used for? Oh, we've got to have these domestic terror laws. We've got to suspend civil rights in certain things. We've got to have more legal weapons to use against these dissenters and these people who don't like the direction the country is going in. And they're going to use that. They're going to use the Boston bombing for the same thing to push that agenda forward. And as I said, one of the reasons they don't have an automatic immediate villain that they're going to arrest and parade before the world is, they may use this Boston bombing as a justification for an enhanced aggressive investigation into anybody that doesn't agree with private central banking or the actions of the federal government or the war policy. So this may be the beginning of a real crackdown under the guise of finding the Boston bomber. And by the way, the corporate media is now out there saying that, yes, this Saudi who was injured in the hospital is not a suspect. They don't have a suspect. We think it's one of you, 300 million Americans, and we're going to investigate each and every one of you until you love your government again. So we're coming up on another commercial break here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, the corporate media is already out there proclaiming that there is no evidence that Al-Qaeda had anything to do with the Boston bombing. And I can understand why they're going to basically say that, because up until now, the United States government has been justifying their drone strikes and intrusions into these other countries with the idea that there's a war against Al-Qaeda, even though the U.S. is giving Al-Qaeda money and guns in Syria to overthrow Assad. So the public perception is we're willing to put up with all this expensive war and all this intrusion and security because we've got to defeat Al-Qaeda. And the U.S. government has recently been saying, yes, we've smashed Al-Qaeda. There's only a few fringe elements left. So they can't turn around and say Al-Qaeda has attacked the United States again, or it makes everything they've done since 9/11 look like a joke. And there's a very interesting story that came out regarding the director of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper. He was in a congressional hearing last Thursday. It was quoted in the Los Angeles Times, basically saying the new threat is domestic extremism. The lone wolves, the domestic extremists and jihad-inspired groups are still determined to attack us. So we're beginning to see the agenda of the Boston bombing, a crackdown on domestic terrorists and extremists. So that is basically what they're pushing with this. We're going to go to the phones. Gloria in Indiana. Aloha, Gloria. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Glad to talk to you. I, over the years, have been putting together all of these dates, and if you don't mind, I'd like to read them to you.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes in this segment.
Okay, it's not long. Waco was in April 19th of 93. Oklahoma mm-hmm. City, April 19th, 95.
Mm-hmm.
You have Columbine, April 20th, 1999. Virginia Tech, April 16th of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
British Petroleum oil spill, April 20th, 2010.
That one, I think, was just a coincidence.
Maybe.
Yes.
Hitler's birthday, April 20th, 1889. Mm-hmm. And also Holocaust Remembrance Day is supposed to be April 21st. I just think that, you know, when we talk about the government doing all these inside jobs, I don't know. They worship the devil or something. All I know
I'll tell you what it is. And some of those items don't need to be on that list. The reason for the focus on April 19th is that's the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, which
okay.
is where the British government attempted to seize the weapons of the American colonists, and it didn't work out very well for the British forces. So that is the traditional Patriots' Day for those in the Patriot movement. Now, for some reason, Massachusetts has changed Patriots Day to be the 15th. So, in point of fact, the Boston bombing did take place on Patriots Day as it's commemorated in Massachusetts. The Waco final takedown was on Patriots Day, and supposedly the motivation for Timothy McVeigh to blow up the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma on the 19th was to commemorate the final immolation of that church in Texas, and of course to coincide with the battles of Lexington and Concord. Some of those others on the list, I'm not too sure about. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.